Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
I'm pissed the fuck out. They've been fucking with me. Because I said the jaws of my vagina got scratched. Stop laughing, nigga. Stay tuned after the music. Fuck them.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
In Doritos, gonna eat the Doritos and Fritos. You didn't record that, did you?
No, I did. We're opening the show with it. With Dion singing.
Joe Biden played some Mexican music.
You know the translation of that? Let me pull it up. But it's something basically like, when I get close to you, I sniff your hair.
I'm Despacito.
Dead serious. Somebody translated it on Twitter today, and I died laughing.
Oh, he was trying to be funny.
I don't think he knew.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, okay. So he said, "Despacito" includes the lyrics, "Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito, deja que te de." Anyways, which translates, "I want to breathe on your neck slowly. Let me whisper things into your ears."
Well, at least he ain't hiding it. I don't give a fuck what nobody said about Joe Biden. He ain't got no case against it. Well, one or two we talked about that last time.
There's plenty of visual evidence of him sniffing children.
Yeah. Sniffing children?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to bat for him.
Well, he must be crazy because kids stink like a motherfucker. So I got to tell y'all about this yard sign. I even sold a few to the fan. I got to say thank you to the nice ladies who picked up my light in Ohio and near Chicago. I have not had a chance.
You have people picking stuff up for
Facebook market time. Facebook, whatever.
Hey, are you close? Where is it? Oregon? No, I'm not close.
She called me the other day. Hey, what are you up to? And I go, I'm way on the south side. What's up? Oh, never mind. I needed somebody to go to Fisher's.
She goes, hey, how far are you from Terre Haute? I said, Terre Haute's near you. Oh.
Meanwhile, she's calling ladies in Ohio. Hey, can you get this for me?
Man, I got this light for my house. And y'all know I'm thrifty. You know, I like
thrifty.
Yeah.
Is that why you keep posting in the group? Is anybody here from Beaverton, Oregon?
Yes. Because usually I want you to pick up something in Beaverton, Oregon.
Every time you post something like that in the group, I'm like, I can't wait to hear this story. What does she have going now?
One lady picked up something near Chicago. I don't want to put your name out there, but I want to tell you I truly appreciate you. And I try to offer the pen. She was like, no, Miss Penn. I'm like, God damn it. Thank you for not taking this. I'm going to go buy me a wig. I'm just kidding. And another lady picked up something in near Toledo, Ohio, and she mailed it to me. So I truly appreciate you guys, because you know I be Facebook marketing time and all over the place. Facebook marketing, what the fuck you call it?
What are you looking for?
Just nice shit rich people don't want anymore.
Okay, all right. Your house looks amazing.
Hand me down from the rich and famous.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm Robin Leach and on today's episode.
Miss Pat's secondhand multi-millionaire mansion. It's like Goodwill of the Stars.
You sound just like it. Hey, day.
Even though I'm dead, I'm here again today.
He dead.
Yeah, he just died.
That one where they don't show the rich and famous anymore.
I love that.
That show was such bullshit.
Yeah, like, you be sitting there in the ghetto like, wow, rich people got good lives. Oh, you be sitting there, my brother like, I wish I could break in them nigga house. My brother be like, you see that motherfucking face right there? I bet you that bitch worth some money. My brother be scoping out the house.
He be watching the steel.
The shit. What are you going to look
at? In case I run across this, I know how much it's worth.
You got to keep your skills sharp. It's like, you know, race car drivers drive the video games, you know?
Yeah.
No downtime in that game.
I like shopping like that. My was like, why do you do that? I don't know. My friend, Quishon, is awesome. You always so fucking cheap. Hey, if I see it, it's nice. And I can tell nice shit, high-end shit, or quality shit. I ain't over there buying no Walmart shit. I can buy this shit out of Walmart. But the lights I bought cost a lot of money per each light. And I didn't want to pay that. So I just Google, hey, let me see if these rich people selling their lights out their house. And just so happened, in Toledo and Chicago, two bitches were selling them. And boy, did I go get them.
So you go and find the product you want and then search for that specific thing on Facebook.
I look and then I just type it in and it'll tell you if it was in an area. And the first place it popped up was Ohio. So I said, anybody live near Toledo, Ohio? How you? And the lady was like, I do. And then I said, well, can you pick up something for me? She said, are you for real? I'm like, yeah, bitch. It's a deal down now. I was going to drive them 3 hours and go get it. And she said, so she go over there, she picks it up. And I talked to the lady down, right? I even talked to the lady down. So she said, I said, well, what's the house look like? She's like, these fucking people live in a mansion. I said, I knew it. I know quality shit.
She lives good. She ghetto, said they had two hand-me-down fabulous.
Right.
She said they had a Tesla in the yard and everything. I said, I knew it. They were so rich, they put the expensive lights in the garage.
Really?
She tried to have me go pick up something. And guys, I said, they won't let my car in.
They see the Dodge.
They were like, I said, I'll get pulled over as soon as I pull up.
Yep. I pulled up I love Facebook Market there. I sell a lot of shit on there too. So I go up to Geist. I had never really been up to Geist. And so I go to this community and this lady, I'm just buying like little shit to decorate with, right? Look nice on Facebook. I can tell it costs some money. I pull up and it's a fucking gated community. I'm like, yes, these rich bitches are redoing their house. I'm about to buy all this shit. The bitch opened the garage. It looked like motherfucking Home Goods. And she was like, I'm just bored. So I'm redoing my house. I was like, what, bitch? What, you selling everything? And she said, yeah. And then I looked down the street. The other bitches are in competition with this bitch. Uh-huh. And they all trying to outdo each other. So I went to everybody's garage with a smile on my face.
That's so funny.
I came up out that motherfucker loaded down. You'd have thought I was housekeeping. I had so much shit in my car.
Yeah. Here in Indianapolis, for those of you out of town, Carmel and Geist are like the Real Housewives areas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And they have the good shit, too. Yeah. they had that shit live. You know.
The secondhand jackpot.
Yeah, right. I sure did. All the fucking time.
You going to finish that?
Ma'am, this is the fifth time you've called this week. We have nothing else to sell.
So let me tell you. So I go over to it's this other lady who was selling. She sell like really high end stuff, but she also decorate the rich people houses.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes rich people might order shit and then don't
change their mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the vanity you saw in my bathroom, which is about $2,000,
$2,800
at Lowe's. So she have it on now, right? Did I tell y'all this last week? No, I ain't see y'all. So she have it on now, and she want $900 for it. So I'm like, she said. East something. And time I hear East, I think that's where them niggas be killing each other at on the other side of town. So I said, I don't really want to ride over there with no $900. And she asked for cash. And, you know, her husband posted and she posted. That's what made me suspicious. So I didn't know they was a fucking ghetto together. So I told her, I said, I pull up at Lowe's. I get like $3,000 at the bank because I'm out here shopping, secondhand shopping. So I'm kind of scared. So she said, are you coming? I said, do you have a phone number I can call you? She said, yeah. She said, why? I said, because I'm scared. And so I called and she didn't answer. And then this white lady calling kind of got smart me. She said, "You said you was coming." I said, "I think you fake." And she said, "I think you fake." I said, "Bitch, I ain't fake. I just got the money at the bank." And she was like, "Well, what are you scared of?" I said, "Bitch, it's America and I'm black and I'm scared to come over there with you. And I don't want to get shot and I don't want to get robbed." I said, "Bitch, I've been shot a couple times." She was like, "Oh my God, what have you been through?" I said,
"Tell me about it."
Secondhand shopping's not supposed to be dangerous.
I just read Robin DiAngelo. Let's talk.
So she was like, "I am a real person." So she get on the phone. I said, "You real?" She was like, "Yes, I'm real." I said, "Well, ma'am, I'm a black woman and I'm scared to come on that side of town with $900 in my pocket." So I get over there. She got her own little boutique store, which is really nice. And I walk in there and this bitch had at least a $20,000 ring on her finger. I said, "Oh, this bitch is so rich." I said, "I'm so glad you look like you got money, because I thought you were going to take my $900. She didn't know I was a comedian. She looking at me all sideways. I said, "I didn't bring no help to pick up this vanity because I didn't know you was really real." And she looked like, "Bitch, you didn't bring up the vanity. Weigh probably about 500 pounds.
Oh, no.
It's heavy as fuck." So me and her husband trying to slide this shit over in my Yukon. And we get it in there. You can tell the lady was pissed off at me. She was really pissed off at me. But she wanted them $900.
Mm-hmm.
But she had some really nice shit. So I bought a vanity. I redid the bathroom. I'm going to show you guys the pictures and stuff. That's what I do. I just been running around. Up in Geist and Fisher and all kind of shit, just buying shit.
Yeah.
Clearance rack at the stores. I was at the store. My friend was like, "How do you talk these people down from all this shit?
They be scared of you."
I be talking them down. Like, if you people don't realize, you can get nice shit, but ain't got to pay the full price. Like, I bought my friend a dough from Lowe's for $30, a front motherfucking dough. Front door.
Yeah, but again, you don't need another front door. You already
I know
have
I got
one.
Three in the garage.
I know. You have we the last time we made fun of you for buying one door on clearance, and then we showed up and there was another door.
It's
the
three
next
of
time.
Them right there.
Now there's three, and what are you gonna do with all these doors?
Well, two of them hers and I just sold one.
Okay.
Those are the doors for the Three Little Pigs house that she's building.
It is amazing. This house is totally different than when I first came here, like just even sick from before COVID. I mean, this room that we're doing the podcast in was just empty and you weren't doing anything. Now it's a movie.
I didn't even
theater.
Have any carpet on the floor.
No.
Yeah, been had a carpet for 2 years. Just didn't notice it.
Oh.
Because it never came in here. But it always had the carpet for about 2 years.
She had the carpet, but I'm saying you hadn't put it down, though.
It was down. Lowe's put it down 2 years, 2-3 years ago. I just couldn't afford to finish it.
Have you redone every part of the house now?
Well, I have the two girls' room I'm going to repaint and decorate, which I'm going to show everybody. I'm doing the kitchen. So I have these cabinets that don't go all the way up. And, you know, one thing when you buy a house, the builder try to talk you into bullshit. But I'm such a DIY person, so you can't talk me into too much bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why my kitchen didn't have granite, because I knew they was going to overcharge me. And that's why I bought my own fucking granite.
Right.
So they didn't offer the cabinets that go all the way up to the ceiling. It just felt like I was, the house is big, but it never felt like it was complete.
Mm.
And so when I brought my friend up here who does, she don't know that she's a born interior designer. I'm like, "Bitch, you are blessed. You don't know what you're working with. You got a talent." So I brought her up here and she changed everything. She was like, "You know what, Pat? If you would close off your cabinet," I was like, "Close off my cabinet? Then, you know, that's all you got to tell me." And I started going, I said, "Oh, hell yeah." I went about the wood. "Garrett, close them goddamn cabinets off." So he closed them off and we put a design on them and we got one other side. I'm redoing the backsplash in the kitchen. I'm not touching the flow. And we just bought better backsplash to match. And then next week, I'm going to tear out my shower and my tub. I'm going to take my vanity out. And I'm going to knock a wall down in my bathroom, and it's going to be a two-head walk-in shower. And I was at a hotel, at a nice upscale hotel. Was you there? And then they had the thing where you turn the shower on. What was we at, Dion? Was that a Marriott?
Yes. What?
Did you almost just say you stayed at the Marriott?
We didn't stay at the same hotel, but they were both Marriotts.
Okay.
I want to say that was Kansas City.
But I was at this hotel and they had the thermometers on the wall, which I've seen it before. So
it was either Kansas City
or turn the water on the wall. So I called that stand. I was like, how the fuck you turn the water on in the shower? They was like, the thermometer thing on the wall. And I'm like, holy fuck. So I Googled it and it was like $2,000. So I put in knockoff version to this.
Robin Lee Chan with the knockoff. Make a wish, but it's coming true. She gonna burn herself in the shower. That knockoff temperature.
Hey, it cost $2,200. I don't want to pay that. He gonna kick
out. How Miss Pat die? Well, she fucked around with them cheap ass shower buttons.
She burnt up in the shower. How many Pat die? That bitch burnt up in the shower. We went in there, she was rotisserie on their asses.
A sad celebrity death tonight.
Miss Pat is officially a rotisserie chicken.
I'd have never pictured Miss Pat on Celebrity Death Match getting killed by a shower.
So I'm gonna redo the bathroom. That's what I'm gonna do next, and then I'm done. I was gonna do. I had one of the fans who I hit who hit me up when I was asking for an architect, a backyard architect. Her brother drew a badass plan, but I don't think people think I can afford it. Like literally, I cannot get nobody to do it. I've been having a real fucking hard time getting somebody to do it. So I'm gonna finish the inside. And most people slow down in the winter time, so hopefully I can get somebody around that time. I had one man give me an outrageous bid. I was like, nigga, I pay my rental house off before I put this in the backyard. And then you remember we went to Stan Chan house? Mm-hmm. And he had that in-ground trampoline, but nobody around here know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, I want an in-ground trampoline. And the man was like, well, what are you going to do with the hole when you move? I said, nigga, I'm going to leave the trampoline. Yeah. It's up to them to do what they want to do with the fucking hole.
Yeah.
So, you know,
are you going to get on the whole trampoline?
So, but everybody's like, why are you doing all of this? And then you planning on moving? Because I'm definitely planning on moving.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good neighborhood. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm not rude.
Oh, you'll definitely be able to sell this house.
Yeah, I'll be able to sell this house. Oh, I didn't tell y'all what happened. So I don't want to bring up no politics or nothing like this. So it's really not politics. So hold on to your dicks before you go to complaining. So we have a neighborhood Facebook page, and some of our neighbors listen to the podcast.
Okay.
And so, I got to tell you this. So remind me to go back to this. So for the last 3-4 days, this white guy, ginger hair, smaller version of you, Chris, come by my house every day, just walking by. I said, who the fuck is this white dude? I said, Jumba, go get your gun, because I'm going to have to burn a hole in this white boy. He been coming out here for 3 days. I don't know where the fuck he's walking to. So on the third day, I decided to follow him out of the community, and I stopped this white couple. I said, excuse me. I said, have y'all noticed this man been coming through here for the last three days? And this man was like, Miss Pat. I'm like, yeah, what you want? I graduated with Chris Pat. I don't give a fuck. Do you know who the fuck this white dude is?
You remember his name?
No, he's like, I'm gonna get a picture. I'm gonna send it to Spangle. I said, sir, I don't fuck Spangle. Do you know who that nigga is right now? He been walking by my house for the last 3 days.
So,
after that happened, we got a community Facebook page. And so it talks about what's going on in the community. And let me just say this. I love my fucking neighbors. No matter how they vote, my next door neighbor's a big ass Trump fan. I like my next door neighbor. We both DIY guys. I cuss him out. But in all of it, you know, I love my neighbor. So go on the Facebook go on the Facebook community page. And I just happened to go on that one day. And here's a neighbor wrote, we got to start supporting our local police department. I totally fucking agree. You know, I offered them buy them lunch, but another great citizen beat me to it. Then he went on to say, because they're having a hard time with Black Lives Matter and FINA and all of these terrorist groups. I said, hold the fuck on, white dude.
In Plainfield?
On our community page.
Yeah, but like, there's no Antifa here.
That's what he said. He said, yeah. Antifa. He said, Black Lives Matter, they're a terrorist group. I said, hold the fuck up. I said, sir, I don't know if you realize, but black people live in this community. It me. Mm-hmm. I said, and then they got some mixed babies running around here. I said, so what the fuck are you talking about? And so after I said a few little things, I said, just to let you know, you're racist. And I said it right down the Facebook market page, Facebook, our Facebook community page. So he blocked me and then wrote me, didn't answer me. So I asked the neighbor, I said, go on there and show me what he said. He wrote this whole thing, and I'm lighting his ass up. By this time, the administration come on, and they block him. They kick him out of the group. And I was fired up, Chris. I was fired up because I know where I live at.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not going to talk about my community. I think I got great fucking neighbors. No. Even my neighbors that support Trump, even my neighbors that believe whatever the fuck, they're respectable, they help you out, they kind. The ones I've encountered. I've never, ever had a problem with
him. This was a great place to grow up, and everybody that I was classmates with are great people. I mean, yeah, by and large.
I've never had any problem other than the white dude spitting on my car one time, but he was an asshole anyway. But I was blown away that somebody, I guess I shouldn't be blown away. I was more like really hurt that you would put that on a Facebook page not knowing who the fuck your neighbor is.
No, but he didn't. Here's the thing. He didn't think that you would be seeing it. He thought that he was in a safe bubble as racist as fuck and everybody and go along with it.
But all the neighbors.
But the fact that he got booted tells you, like,
they wasn't thinking like he was thinking.
No, exactly.
And a couple of the neighbors like, how can you say that? You need to stop watching Fox News. And this is white people telling him that. So after I called him racist, and I could tell that just burnt his soul. But make a long story short, y'all, they ended up booting him out of our Facebook group for the community, which I was still hot. And, you know, the administration hit me up. He's like, I'm sorry, Pat, all white people don't think like that. I said, I know all white people don't think like that. I said, but he should have never brought that shit to our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I understood that. But what was so sweet about the neighborhood that I want to say, so many people came into my inbox apologizing for that asshole.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, they were just saying, I'm sorry, you know, he didn't think about the neighborhood and the people that lives out here. He thought I guess he was just comfortable. I guess he had never seen us.
Yeah.
And he thought it was just everybody who think and believe what he believe. And they tore his ass up. But I really, truly appreciate my neighbors, you know, just coming in my box, not even apologize, just let me know that they appreciate me being neighbors, even though I am the only one out here with dead grass. My grass is dead as fuck.
Yeah, the inside looks great. The landscaping could use a
little. I'm Robin Leach, and you can't buy grass off clearance.
Fuck you, Dion. You gonna kill Robin Leach again? I'm Robin Leach. You can't buy grass. Yes, you can. According to Obama, I'm Obama, and you can buy grass.
That's called Reggie Bush. You don't want that grass.
Welcome back to this episode where Black Market Sod has been acquired.
Black Market Sod. So, how was your week, Dion? What did you do?
What did I do? I hadn't do much of shit, really. I did a show Sunday night over at Black Circle Brewery, which was pretty fun, except for there was some type of medical emergency, so it was outdoors, and we're on stage, and all you hear, woo, woo! It's like you're trying to tell jokes in between sirens, and there was a biker bar down the street, and so again you're trying to tell your jokes and vroom, vroom, vroom. It's like, oh fuck, this fucking sucks. But other than that, it's pretty good weekend.
I can't wait to get back on stage. I'm so ready to go back to work.
Yeah, it's
hold on, excuse me, you guys, get out. People think I be playing, but I'm so sick of these goddamn children. I love them, but they know I'm podcast, so why they wrestling?
Their children? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm Robin Leach, and those clearance kids get on Miss Pat's nerve.
How are they doing comedy shows now? Like, if you go to a comedy show, is it safe? Is it like.
It's socially distanced. What was the last place we did? Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was. It was socially distanced.
Very small, but yeah, it was fun. I just want to be back on stage. That's all I want. I just want to get a little bit of. No, being normal again.
Yeah, like, are there bookings? Are you going out on the road?
I just had somebody call me with booking a day with some bullshit. You know, I'm like, I don't even want to tell you what the offer was, but it wasn't for me.
Right.
You know, and they talking about, the thing was, the pay was horrible, but he said 428 seats. Who the fuck going out there with 428 people coughing and laughing, giving me the STD in the face?
Face TD.
No, I can't do that. I can't.
You did that driving show with the...
Yeah, but everybody was outside, and right, they was at least 30 feet from us.
Right. How was that, though?
It was weird. It was, at first, it was two shows with Bert Kreischer. At first, I thought I wasn't going to be able to hear the laughter, but you was able to. You really was. If you was funny, you was able to hear the laughter.
Was it like a drive-in theater with people in their cars?
Yeah.
Okay. They was outside their cars sitting down, but they could hear you really clear. You could actually... It was actually pretty good. I wish I could pull that many people. Mm. I would definitely do it. But a lot of comedians are doing the drive-in shows right now.
Yeah, Nate Bargatze, I just heard, is going out and doing that drive-in stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could sell a drive-in show.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I'm working on other shit, you know.
Yeah,
I'm working a lot of shit.
That other stuff came at just the right time too, like the TV show, and like, you know, right as, who knows, supposedly there's going to be a vaccine the day before the election, but like, who knows when we're all going
to
go back.
You got to be fucking stupid to take that vaccine.
Right, like the people who brought you Iraq and Vietnam are advertising
there's no fucking way in hell I'm taking that vaccine. You ain't finna have me out here looking like World War Z. Fuck that.
You don't want to look like no what that thing was.
What is happening?
That thing we just looked at on the video.
Tasmanian Devil. No.
Hey Dion, how are you? What's wrong? I just got the vaccine.
You know when people started taking a flu shot and running backwards?
No.
Google. It's a lady on there. She took the flu shot, and you know, she could only run backwards. What? I ain't never took no
flu shot.
How
is that a symptom?
It fucked her up. She only run backwards. Look at it.
Okay, medical mystery or hoax? Did cheerleader fake a muscle disorder? Desiree Jennings claims after a flu shot, she lost the ability to walk and speak. This is 2010. She was 25 years old, got the flu shot. She was a cheerleader ambassador for the Washington Football Club. So after a routine shot, she began experiencing fever, body aches. All her muscles started twisting. Her condition put a halt to her life. Another odd symptom, a strange foreign accent. The Midwestern woman suddenly sounded British. It sounds like an accent, but it's not. I just can't pronounce words anymore. But perhaps worst of all is what happens when Jennings tried to make her recall her specific memories. When she tries to remember, it's stuttering and then complete gibberish. So she's running for president. The mind keeps bouncing and it won't stay on that memory.
Get to the part where the bitch run backwards.
Dystonia, a rare movement muscle disorder that causes the muscles to twitch or convulse. And then it's people who have trouble walking forward like she did can walk backwards. Some sufferers can run. So the muscles are all whacked out, and it's easier to walk backwards than it is to run forwards.
Yeah, they were interviewing her backwards.
Yeah.
From a flu shot. Is that the flu shot?
Yeah, that's what she had.
She had the flu shot, and then from...
She had a dirty needle is what she had.
From that day on, she ran backward.
She said, why would I fake it? I had a great life. Now I'm sitting at home every day bored to tears.
Well, when she walks backwards, she can reminisce on how great her life was.
You ain't never heard of that.
No.
That scared the shit out of me with the flu shot. Nigga, I ain't taking no flu shot.
The flu shot doesn't fucking work anyway.
Man, I can't walk backwards. Shit, I already can't see over my titties. Now you want me to see over my ass?
Novella and other leading neurologists interviewed by 2020 believe that Jennings' disease is in her head. They don't believe she has faked her symptoms, but instead the unconscious mind has caused them. It's psychogenic rather than neurological. He just called her a fucking liar. Right,
yeah, so they
face.
Basically said she's placeboed herself into thinking she's sick.
She wants the attention. She's all that, yeah.
So you mean tell me that bitch is walking backward? can trip over anything just to get some attention. Well, she had a better chance of playing like she was blind. I'd have said the shot made me went blind.
I'm legally blind.
Oh, the rich are fighting. That's what she should have said. That shit crazy.
Where did you hear this?
I was watching the news one day. Well, you know black folk, they be passing shit around, especially old black Christians. Don't get that flu, don't get that flu
they
shot.
They be
that
gossiping
shit got,
they ass.
Yeah, my grandmama called me, don't get that flu shot. I said, what are you talking about? Making nigga walk backwards. I'm like, niggas walking backwards. Then they started passing that video around with that lady running back. I was, what the fuck? I ain't never had no flu shot. Nigga, I don't want to walk backwards. I don't want to walk forward. Then you gonna tell me to walk my big ass backwards?
Can somebody get a dolly from his back?
Fucking John Paul's worse than a flu shot.
Who gave was John Paul?
John Paul and Cortland gave you vertigo.
They did give me vertigo, and I ain't been making out that since, and I've been eating. Lord, I got to get myself together. I'm so fat. I went to the doctor today, and I don't like telling my business, but I'm going to tell it. So
this entire podcast is about telling your business.
I was in the shower the other day, right?
Oh, no.
And I was taking a bath, and I was rushing.
Fuck y'all, man. Just, I don't want to say I'm unhealthy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, I'm washing my snatch.
Wait.
Let me tell you.
You're washing your what?
Snatch.
Snatch.
Snake.
I thought you
snatch. Whatever it's called.
Snake. Mississippi black snake.
Snoo.
I'm washing my snowman.
Do you want to build a snow? Oh, God.
Elsa, suck your dick.
So, I ain't lying. So, I'm washing it right. And my little nails don't grow. And I made they can scratch the inside of it right. So, now every time I pee, it burning.
Okay.
And so it's on fire. So I'm like, God damn it, the gonorrhea come back 30 years later. Fucking wrong with vagina. And I know I had scratched it because I had like a little hangnail.
I'm Robin Leach.
She had gonorrhea eggs like fleas. It hatched 2 days, 2 weeks later.
Y'all so goddamn.
Go ahead.
Not with that nigga laughing like that. Shut the fuck up.
Jesus.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why is he laughing?
I don't know. Let's take a break and compose ourselves.
Oh my God. We back from the break, but this nigga still laughing.
Oh.
The fuck is you laughing at?
Oh, you said you hashed it like an egg.
You hatched your gonorrhea.
Like it was just hanging out your fingernail or something. What are you talking about?
Scratched gonorrhea loose.
So, you know, I'm type her. I run to the doctor for everything. So I go to the doctor there. I said, look, doctor. I think I scratched my inner side of my labia. Yeah. What the fuck you call it? Your jaws. Your jaws or your vaginas?
The jaws. We're going to need a bigger boat. Dun, 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 dun.
So... I don't know. Fuck y'all keep laughing.
I thought you said jowls.
I said jowls. J A W A. I think I scratched the inside of my jaws on my vagina. And so the nurse had the audacity. Oh, you stupid. We got got tears coming out of my eyes.
I can't breathe.
Y'all so fucking stupid. We over here crying, oh, y'all. God.
I don't ever laugh like this. It's so fun to do this show.
Oh, God. My God. The jaws.
The jaws of my pussy.
No, get off the beach.
Please stop. I'm kidding. I can't take it.
So the nurse had the death. Stop laughing, nigga. Did, so I can tell the story.
Should we play the Jaws theme too? Open wide. Okay. So the nurse looks at your
she
pussy.
Said, she had the audacity to say, you came in here for an appointment because you scratched the jaws of your pussy. I'm like, yeah, bitch, it burned. I said, yeah, bitch, it burned. I got health care. I said, I don't like leaning to the left when I piss. So,
oh my God.
Come to find out, my nail hung up in there and scratched it. And so I had to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so your nail came off?
No, I just scratched it real bad. I was washing it.
But it mildly hurt, so you went to the doctor for that? And that was it?
It hurt real bad. I scratched the shit out of it like it was hanging onto a nail.
So there was a shark
shit.
Tooth in there.
But did they, like...
Told me to take my stupid ass home. And keep the copay because I'm stupid.
I haven't seen a doctor in 18 years. But
And my nurse said, you a mid-pay, you abusing your insurance. I said, bitch, my pussy burned. It hurt when I pee. He said, I said, what was you doing? I said, well, doctor, I don't know what's down now. I just got to grab a hope to what I can and wash it. Stop playing that goddamn jaw.
Oh, God.
That's a fucking stupid deal.
She's coming to the doctor's office.
You're fucking stupid.
You can see people running out of her doctor's office. Get out of here, Jaws is back.
So I like fuck on my gynecologist, right? So I said, look, doctor, I knew I'd come here today. I tried to shave it. I said, but it's all uneven down there. I said, it's all uneven down there. So, I'm trying to get my vagina soundtrack. The fuck that's supposed to mean, Chris? That's the white jaw. That's it. I'm getting the fuck out of here. That's it. All y'all right. Stupid. Did we do enough time, nigga?
Yes.
I'm done. Good night, y'all. Fuck these niggas. And my jaws pussy. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.